You're listening to Radio Primavera Sound, proudly presented by Cupra.
Hello and welcome to Line Noise. We are live at Primavera Sound Festival and we are here with absolute legends, Sabres of Paradise, Jags Kooner, Gary Burns. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Good, yeah. Well.
So I can't believe we're here because I was telling Jags earlier, like, that when we run through the lineup of people playing Primavera Sound 2025, basically I was like, I was going through it alphabetically and I was like, Sabres of Paradise, what the hell? Like, I couldn't believe you were playing. How did it happen?
Okay, so it kind of started, well, it really sort of started unofficially was when we were reunited at Andrew Weatherall's funeral. So we hadn't seen each other for a while, so we met there. And then we just started to kind of get back in touch a bit more. And then after that, a few years down the line, we got asked to do a Q&A to mark the 30th anniversary of the album Sabersonic at the Golden Lion in Todmorton. It was one of those things where the flight path of state, the oracle on anything to do with Andrew Weatherall and the Sabres of Paradise kind of asked us. They was like, oh, would you be up for coming in to sort of do a little Q&A to, you know, because it's the 30th anniversary of the album, and would you be interested to kind of DJ as well? And, you know, I kind of said yeah, no problem to all of it. And then it was a case of, right, I better go and have a listen to that album and actually work out what we made in them days, because it was 30 years ago. And then had to go through a whole load of vinyl 12 inches of remixes and transfer them onto USB and WAVs and did that. And it kind of rekindled my love of everything that, you know, I had for Sabres when we were doing it. Because the thing is, you know, from a producer sort of musician point of view, you finish an album or you finish a project and then you move on to the next one. Yeah. And then you move on to the next one. And then you don't really stop to look back on anything. So it was one of those things where it was like, okay, right, better stop and actually look back on what we did back then, you know.
So you played your first gig at London's Fabric last week. Yeah. How did you feel when you stepped on the stage?
Well, obviously a bit apprehensive, but it was absolutely amazing, you know. And also those kind of gigs, it's where it's all your friends and they're a few feet away from you all looking at you. That's they're kind of nerve-wracking, them ones, but it was great.
It's a baptism of fire, that one, and it's a test as well, because you've kind of built up you've started that whole game of, right, let's do this and let's see what we can do with it. So everybody then knows about it and the expectancy levels are pretty high. And then on top of that, it was a sold out show at Fabric, which is a nightclub that we all know and love really well. And they've got an amazing sound system, topped off with all of your friends being there to check out how it actually is going to be as well. So, it was a lot to take on from that perspective, but it went really well. The feedback was incredible. Everybody really loved it. So that really kind of sort of gave us the platform and springboard to kind of get on with everything else.
Yeah, it settled our nerves a little bit, to be honest. Yeah.
Just in time to play the Sydney Opera.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we were like, what's going on?
Yeah, I think I think the terminology is out of the frying pan into the fire, really, isn't it, for that? Yeah, so straight from Fabric to Sydney Opera House. No pressure.
Is that show sort of a tribute to Andrew Weatherall? Do I have that right? Or
it's a really weird one. Basically, when the Sabres of Paradise, the live band, were together, or rather when the Sabres of Paradise were going, Andrew didn't really want to do the live band.
Yeah.
He kind of left it to me and Gary to kind of get a band together. So we got all of our friends together and, we got Phil Mossman involved, and who sort of after the Sabres went on to join LCD Sound System. We got Rich Thayer involved, who also part of Red Snapper. We got Nick Abnett as well, who's a fantastic bass player. So we did that was the original lineup, and we've got the original lineup now. But when we did it 30 years ago, we only did about 20 gigs in total. So we did our own little tour of about 7 dates. We sported Primal Scream on 5, 6, 7 dates as well. Yeah. And then we went to Japan, did 3 dates there, and then we split up.
I think I saw you supporting Primal Scream.
At Brixton Academy or Shepherd's Bush Empire?
Maybe I didn't see. It was at Norwich UEA.
Yes. Oh, you did?
Yes, yeah, we did do that.
Yeah, nice. You seen us there. Yeah, right.
That was great. That was great.
Thank you. Yes, that was quite the experience.
Yeah. Wow, okay.
But did you always feel like there was unfinished business? Because you split up in 95, right?
Yeah.
So we came back from Japan and... And I think the thing is, you know, with Andrew Weatherall, he was always about pushing boundaries, trying experiment with new things, and he always loved being sort of like in the underground, in you know, being a mythical, mysterious kind of figure in the background who would do stuff, and you know, he did that with Primal Scream, and then Screamadelica blew up. And so he was like, right, I want to kind of retreat again and start something different. And so that's when we formed the Saves of Paradise. But then that really started to blow up as well. And I think the thing with Andrew is he wasn't really a fan of being in the limelight, even though he could deal with it really well, was, you know, great at doing interviews and everything. It was just something that he wasn't really a fan of. And so when the Sabres started to blow up, he was starting to go, it's a bit right. too much, you know.
Am I right that there were plans for a third Sabres album with Ice-T, Al Green, Tom Waits and Bobby Gillespie?
There was talk of all sorts of people doing it, but we did actually do a track with Bob Gillespie and we did a track with Little Annie.
What?
From On You Sound.
Yeah. But and when Tom Waits' his name was mentioned, Andrew was like, "Oh, I can't work with him. He's one of my heroes." And
so, could you have got Tom Waits?
Well, we don't know whether it was just talk or, but you know, there was all sorts of names flying around. You know,
I think it's one of those sort of A&R men getting together, having a chat, thinking about, "Oh, who can we pair him up with?" And there was, you know, Ice-T, Al Green, being, you know, it's all sorts of names. I don't know where they came from, but
Elvis.
Yeah.
It's like they were just chucking names at us.
See, what I find really interesting is I was trying to explain to someone recently what kind of band Saves of Paradise are, and it was really hard to do. Because your debut album, you could probably say, well, it was kind of techno. And then like Haunted Dancehall was like, techno, dub.
I don't know how to describe hip hop.
I don't know.
Do you know what? That is something that, you know, that's for other people to kind of tell you what we're about and what the sound is like, because we don't really know. We just went in the studio and did what we did. We just experimented with bits of equipment. Gary used to get a tray and put matches on it and then just shake it, and we'd get a weird metallic sound out of that, and there was all sorts of, you know, experimentation going on where we'd obviously throw Gary in because he's a really good musician, can play every instrument under the sun, throw him in a room with a big cavernous room and just get him to hit things and see what we could come out with, and
having fun really,
yeah,
and just so seeing what good sounds we could make really.
But if you want to know what kind of how to describe us, I couldn't help you there, I'm afraid.
I'm afraid I've only got time for one last question.
Yeah, no problem.
But the two albums are being re-released, mm-hmm. Save Sonic, Haunted Dancehall. What do you think is like your legacy? What do you think when you listen to those albums now?
Well, like Jack said, we didn't really listen to them for a long time, but now they're out again. It's and doing them live, it's hard to say, really. I mean, it's rekindled a kind of interest in sort of listening to them and finding out how to do them live. But like Jack said, we used to move on all the time. So
I think it's for me, it's now justified.
Yeah, that's
I think
for me,
you know, at the time when we were doing them, and it's like, let's just do it, because we were a bit of a conveyor belt, or just like making music, doing remixes. Get it out there, move on to the next song, try and load of new ideas, and then just one day we formed this album and the album was done and it went out there. And I don't think we actually sat down and listened to it in its entirety until about 2 years ago, when we actually kind of decided to do the Sabres Q&A, and then which led to the reformation of the live band and then led to the moment that we're here today about to play Primavera.
Jags, Gary, Saves of Paradise, I'm so excited you're back.
Oh, thank you.
2:35 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. I'm so glad you did play Norwich. I was like, I thought...
Yeah, your memory's great. Well done. You can hold it together. That's good.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure. You're very welcome. Thank you.
Cheers.
You're listening to Radio Primavera Sound, proudly presented by Cupra.